This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we made it to a Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, 24 hours later, after the decision. Deshaun Watson, more on that coming up. Pat McAfee, Show, very, very popular, former Pro Bowl punter and part-time wrestler. Rich Eisen from the NFL Network stops by. The Monday morning quarterback, Albert Breer, will join us coming up as well. You can be part of the program, variety of ways. Dial us up. You can email, tweet, all the above. Our Twitter handle at DP Show. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. And the phone number, operator, Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Doesn't cost you anything. Download the app, and you can watch this program if you like. Also, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and our radio affiliates, now closing in on 400 around the country, around the world. Baseball trade deadline. Juan Soto is still in play. It feels like some people kick the tires on Shohei Ohtani, but the Angels are not going to trade him. That doesn't mean he's going to be there next year, but doesn't feel like Shohei Ohtani is going to be traded. This is almost one of those that, let's see what people would be offering for Shohei Ohtani. And there were three teams, from what I'm told, that did inquire about Shohei Ohtani, but eventually Artie Moreno, the Angels owner, said no and thought better of that, trading him. But Juan Soto is in play. The NBA is looking at the Knicks and the 76ers for tampering charges. I don't know if anything comes of this. I would certainly look closer at the James Harden trade. It's his deal. It's a two-year deal with a player option. Feels like it's a one-year deal with maybe a wink-wink, handshake, verbal agreement. Hey, we'll take care of you. Help us with the salary cap. Because he did take less, and maybe the NBA looks at that. Jalen Brunson, his father's on the staff. He's got a lot of people he knows who are employed by the Knicks. I'm going to guess that maybe dad might have tampered with his son. But if I'm the commissioner, Adam Silver, I'm like, all right, I'm going to look past that. But they're looking at the possibility there of tampering charges. We'll have a play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. 65,000 of you have signed up for the DP Show newsletter, and why wouldn't you? Available daily at 6 Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, right to your inbox. Just go to danpatrick.com, put your email address in the box that slides out. Bottom right corner, and you will get a recap of every day's show. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I mentioned the trade deadline. Juan Soto is in play. Now, I wonder, first of all, I thought if Juan Soto was offered $450 million and it's a 15-year deal, I don't want to be any place for 15 years. And in particular, in sports, because you don't know what's happening with the Nationals. Like, they're not any good this year. You know, what kind of commitment do they have over the next 5 years? And then if I'm Juan Soto, I'm 23, I would sign a 5-year deal. Then I'm 28, I cash in again. I don't want to be anywhere 15 years not knowing what their direction is. Who's going to be my manager? Who's the GM? Is the owner still going to be the owner? That's, now you can talk about security. I certainly understand that. But if I'm Juan Soto, I bet on myself, you know, just like Dak Prescott did. Just bet on yourself, because you're going to get that next deal at 28. That's when you're going to crush. But we've seen these trade deadlines. You know, the Braves got the World Series MVP at the trade deadline. Jorge Soler, that was last year. Aroldis Chapman, he was able to go to the Chicago Cubs, help them win the World Series. Go back to 2000, Curt Schilling. Acquired by the Diamondbacks, they went on to win the World Series the following season. So it does happen, and there have already been some trades, but that's the big one. Juan Soto, does he go to the Padres? The Cardinals are involved in this, it feels like. There might be three teams right now, because understand this, what you have to give up, and then you have to pay him. It's not, hey, we got to give up all of this, and he's under contract. Now you have to pay him. That's the hard part, because there are teams that have prospects, impactful prospects here. But do you have the money? And let's say Juan Soto wants 5 years, let's say 180, maybe 190, maybe 200. But if you're Juan Soto and you go to a place that you want to play, or at least right now, and they have a chance of winning, you've already won a World Series title. 5 years sounds like a great opportunity there to prove myself, prime of my career, 28, and now that's when you make the big dollars. And you also have to bet on baseball growing. That's another thing, because, you know, some of these sports where you go, is that money going to be there? It feels like that, certainly with the NFL, the NBA. Is baseball going to be growing exponentially where you're going to make even more money than if you'd signed that $450 for 15 years with the Nationals? Yeah, Paul.
If the Padres get Juan Soto, does that officially cement them as a big market team? Because I kind of think of the Padres as not, you know, the Dodgers nor the Yankees, but they, when they got Machado, they spent. They got Tatis, which they spent. And if they get another star, I mean, that's fantastic for them. Their payroll is fifth in the league at $213 million now before getting Juan Soto.
Also, you know, they ended up picking up Josh Hader from the Brewers. And, you know, he's a multi-all-star reliever, multi-time all-star. I was surprised at that. But Josh Hader, they got him from the Brewers for prospects. But there's a lot of teams. You know, you got the wild card, the Mariners. Mariners looking to end a 20-year playoff drought. Right now they're third in the wild card. But feels like there's a lot of teams involved in trying to better themselves, also just trying to make it into the playoffs. The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats, only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more, start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Seton, what kind of poll question do you have for me?
We got a couple more off the Deshaun Watson ruling.
All right.
We could go with Judge Sue L. Robinson handled the Deshaun Watson case appropriately or got it wrong.
Here's the problem. I think a lot of people don't like the end result, the verdict. But if you read the 15 pages, you see how she came to this conclusion. Now, I don't like it. I think he should have gotten more. But her job is to enforce policy. And she even says that. Hey, look, I'm just taking sort of samples of what you've done before with other players. Ben Roethlisberger, Ezekiel Elliott. These are all policies. These are all punishments. So she's sort of following the guidelines there. Now, she did have some language where, you know, nonviolent sexual assault. It's still sexual assault, but she says nonviolent sexual assault. But she does lay out her case. Do I think he deserved more? Because I think he's a creep. I think he's, you know, there's a predatorial behavior here. Do I think there's bigger issues here? Yes, I do. But she was going by the guidelines that she was given. And the NFL did prove its case. She even said that. But if you go first, second, third, you know, and it's that's how it's laid out in three sections here. She says the NFL proved its case. But also the NFL, it felt like, is its own worst enemy here because of prior punishments that they handed out. Would I like to see more for Deshaun Watson? Yes. Here's another thing. And, you know, a source who's involved in this said, I said, what's the commissioner do? And my source said, well, that my source said that he didn't think the commissioner was going to hear the case, but he would have somebody else hear the case. Which is kind of tricky there. Maybe that's deniability. But also, if you have this new agreement with the Players Association and the NFL, you bring in a judge, an independent judge, and then all of a sudden, the first time you bring her in, you go, no, we don't like what you said. Now I'm gonna come in and I'm going to give him a season. So you've already taken away the importance of this judge. That's another thing that you have to factor in. I think the perception is important here. I think what's happened over the last 24 hours and how the media has covered this, the NFL is just surveying. They're surveying the situation. What's the temperature? You know, are people demonstrably angry with this? Like, is there a real anger here? Because here's the other thing. Let's say they suspend him for a year and Deshaun Watson's team decides to sue. What about a temporary restraining order and Deshaun Watson plays week one against the Carolina Panthers and Baker Mayfield? That's the possibility. But the NFL Players Association has not challenged anything. They were like fine with 6-game suspension. So they didn't even fight for him to be innocent. They know he's guilty. It's like, hey, what's the worst case scenario? 6 games. All right. Let's take it. Now, she did label Deshaun Watson a first-time offender. Now, according to the NFL policy, he's a first-time offender. My issue is he's a first-time offender with that woman. And then he's a second-time offender with that woman. And then he's a third-time offender with that woman. Zeke Elliott was with one woman. Ben Roethlisberger, one woman. 6 games. Deshaun Watson's case, there were 4 women. That's what was presented. Now, we know there are a lot more women, but the judge only looked at the 4 cases. But I'd still argue that's first-time offender, second-time offender, third-time offender, fourth-time offender. Fourth-time offender, I'm sitting you down for the season. That would be the approach that I would want to have with a situation like this. But I do understand what she's saying, what she was factoring in, and how she came to her decision. I understand it. Don't like it. I think the NFL has had such a problem trying to adjudicate, you know, that they get involved in this stuff. You know, I go back to the Ray Rice situation. 2 games, and that's it. And then all of a sudden the video came out and everybody's like, did you factor in there could be video? And then to have Ray Rice with his girlfriend at the time sit together in a room and talk about this goes against logic in a case like this, domestic violence. You have them separate. She might be intimidated to say something in front of him. But the NFL has fumbled this before, which leads us to where we are today. All she's doing is going on precedent, you know, what has happened before. Like, she didn't want to be the one that says, nope, I'm going to change the policy here. She said, you, the NFL, you guys have to change your own policy. I'm only enforcing what you guys have decided, what you've done before. And that's where it gets tricky, because we may not like the end result, but we have to look at how she got to the end result. But I don't know if Roger Goodell, it feels like he will have to designate somebody for the appeal than himself. Now, you might say, didn't he already designate somebody? Yeah, the judge. But he might have to bring somebody in from the bullpen, and then he could step back and say, hey, you know, this is the person. I mean, it's semantics here. A couple of people have weighed in on this. You know, does the commissioner hear the case himself? You know, you don't want to look at the process and say it's rigged. But if the commissioner hears the case, how much credibility does he lose from the standpoint of having this judge hear this? I mean, this is what you had a collective bargaining agreement so you could have this. And then it turns out that it's really a sham that the commissioner is still judge, jury, and executioner. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. I don't like the end result. Also, do you see where certain guidelines for Deshaun Watson, he's allowed to get massages from the Cleveland Browns. How do you think you'd feel if you're one of the massage therapists for the Cleveland Browns? Like, oh, great. But he can get a massage through the team, but not outside of that. Who's going to know if he's getting one outside of that? So there's a lot of things that are still in motion 24 hours after the fact. We'll hear from the Cleveland Browns head coach, Kevin Stefanski. He'll talk about the decision, the verdict here, Deshaun Watson. Albert Breer, he will join us coming up. The Monday morning quarterback, Pat McAfee, in an hour from now. And Rich Eisen from the NFL Network will join us as well. We'll settle on a poll question. Phone calls always welcome. Emails, tweets, all the above. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. Discover the Discover credit card, and you're going to discover a lot of great things. Real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something you actually want and something you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, can't go wrong with Cashback Match. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today, and good luck. I want to clarify something I said in the open, that Ben Roethlisberger, that was two women that he was involved with. Two accusations there, not just one. Because I was talking about Ezekiel Elliott, that's six games. I still would want to argue that you can say this is his first offense. If there's four women and the NFL and the judge agree that something happened with those four women, to me that would be four separate offenses, not just an umbrella that says, hey, it's just one incident with four different women. Albert Breer's been all over this story. He's also traveling the country going to NFL training camps, which we'll get to. The NFL has 3 days to appeal. What do you think is happening right now and will happen by 9 a.m. on Thursday morning, Albert?
I think there are a lot of league officials that are probably on Twitter right now, like just sort of taking the temperature for like what the public reaction to all this is. Because I don't think that that is – I think that's a very relevant piece of the whole thing. So how's the public reacting? I think that's a piece of it. You know, of course, I think they're going through their own – options here. And really, to me, there are three options. Number one, you can pin this on Sue Robinson if you're them. And you can say, we negotiated this process 2 years ago with the union. We respect the process. We don't agree with her view of the facts, but the process was a good one and we'll stand by what she said. The second option would be you go to 8 or 10 or 12 games and you say, now, this is our decision to do this. We believe there's a little bit more there than Sue Robinson thought. And if they do that, then it becomes their decision. And then the question is that enough? Like, does the public look at an 8 or 10 or 12 game suspension as enough? And then maybe because Deshaun Watson wants closure, he accepts it. The third option is the nuclear option, which is you say, we're going to do what we want to do all along. We're going to give him a year. And then you wind up in court, I think. So And if you wind up in court, that's the other part of this, Dan, that's really interesting is if you wind up in court, that could mean Deshaun Watson plays in the opener.
Yeah.
Because at that point, if he sues, then almost certainly the union would seek a temporary restraining order to stay the suspension. And I think he'd probably get it. And if a court stays the suspension, well, then Deshaun Watson's playing week one against the Carolina Panthers. So, you know, I think the easy route out here for the league is to set, is to pin it on Sue Robinson, because the other two options are taking ownership of the decision. And I think with one option, it's, is it enough? With the other option, it's you're going to war again.
What do you think happens?
You know, for a while, I've thought that they were preparing to leave this alone. And I still believe that. Like, I think that they've set it up in a way, and I've said this to you, like they've set it up in a way where they can leave it alone, because they already got word out there. And you and I talked about it, I think, a few weeks ago, where like the judge was clearly upset that so much of this became public, right? Well, why would the league, which is so PR savvy, risk angering a former district court judge?
Yeah.
Like, why would they do that? Well, they would do that because they felt like the thing may not be going their way. And if she makes a decision they don't like, then they would have the recourse to say, we tried. And so I think the easy route out now is to pin this on Robinson and say, this was her decision. This is a new process. We negotiated this with the union. The owners don't want us involved in every piece of this anymore. We're going to respect the process that we set up 2 years ago with the union. To me, that's like the cleanest exit. And I don't think it's a value judgment on what happened with Watson. I think it's just sort of protecting themselves going forward. The other two, I think would be more of a moral play.
Yeah.
And I think the question is, like, do they have the appetite to spend a year in court with another star player and make so many facets of the NFL season about Deshaun Watson? Because I think you and I both know, you remember the year Brady was in court the whole year, like that would not go away. Like, he'd probably be playing week one. He'd probably play the whole season because the court process takes a while, and it would be a talking point throughout the NFL season.
In a month from now, nobody's going to remember this judge's name. This is going to be on Roger Goodell. Mm-hmm. Whatever happens, he either did or he didn't, you know, try to, you know, drop the hammer on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And trying to, you know, they are, you know, PR savvy, but I wonder if you go, hey, we tried, but we have to respect the process here. Now we have to move to change what, you know, the penalties are. Because all she did, if you read the 15 pages, which I know you did, she just used the history, recent history of punishments here. You bring up Zeke Elliott or you bring up Ben Roethlisberger. She said, yeah, the NFL made your case. You made your case, but, you know, this is what I'm going to give. She can't change the policy, the punishments that you've given, I don't think.
Right.
That's what I was surprised that the NFL thought she's going to do something on her own, which that's not part of her job, I don't think. It was just, hey, you asked me to look at this. I'm looking at this. This is what I'm recommending. That's it.
Judges operate on precedent, you know, and judges, like, her charge in this whole thing is to make a decision that will allow her to write a brief that is appeal proof. Like, the goal of any judge in a situation like this is to do something that's very fair and down the middle and, like, takes into account everything that's put in front of them and nothing else, right? And then in the end, be able to put something on paper that is going to be very, very hard to challenge. And if you read the opinion, like, if you go into it, it's really interesting, some of the things that are in there. Like, you can see her playing both sides of it, right? Like, one of the most glaring things to me was she both found him responsible for sexual assault and also called it nonviolent. Like, to me, like, that was maybe the most interesting thing. And then she came up with her own definition of sexual assault, which is unwanted sexual contact. Well, is that by definition violent? So, like, there are a lot of things in there where it's like, you can see how she's sort of serving both sides. And I this is just me reading it, Dan. It's really hard if you look at it to challenge your process. And that's the one thing everybody here has to remember, right? Is if the NFL appeals this and appeals it to Goodell or his designee, they can't change the facts. The facts are the facts now, right? Like, so you can't go and find 8 more women to talk to and change the facts of this case or the facts of this case. And so like what you'd be doing is you'd be challenging the process that Sue Robinson went through. And if you read that brief, it's actually pretty hard to challenge the process she took to get to the decision that she made.
He's Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter. He's the Monday morning quarterback. Was there a deal in place for Deshaun Watson, at least offered a deal?
Yeah, there was no deal in place, but yeah, there were deals offered. So there were two sets of settlement talks, essentially, one before the hearing, another after the hearing. The first set of settlement talks went absolutely nowhere. The NFL was insistent on at least a year, and they said, if we don't get a year, we're going to seek an indefinite suspension in the hearing. Watson's camp wasn't going to go for a year. That was that. Like, there's just no getting past that. I think when, like, the interesting part of this that never got out, and I think this is fascinating, she actually told the parties in the hearing to expect a ruling the first week of August. So, like, as all of us were like, where's the ruling? Where's the ruling? Like, the people involved actually knew that it was coming when it came. And she delivered it when? On August 1st. So, like, the timing of it was exactly what she said it was going to be. The people who were involved think she gave them that month to try to settle it on their own, which is common with judges, right? Like, give the parties time to figure it out on their own. Mm-hmm. They did get back to the table. That was the second set of settlement talks. My understanding is the league offered a deal that would have been 12 games, so it would have brought him back for the last five games of the season, and a fine of close to $10 million, which is what he made last year. So if you think about that, that would actually allow the league then to say, well, last year, that was a suspension. So because he got docked all his pay from last year, and so that would have allowed the league, if you think about this from a PR standpoint, to say, we got pretty close to what MLB did to Trevor Bauer, because he's been off the field for a season and then three quarters of another season. Mm-hmm. And he lost all of that money. So that was their offer. And my understanding is Watson's camp was willing to go to about 6 to 8 games, but not beyond that. And so that's sort of where the divide was at the very end before they let Robinson go ahead and make a ruling here.
Yeah, boy, that's rolling the dice. But it worked out because, yeah. You know, training camps, you've been in Green Bay, thank Bills, Browns, Steelers, Bears, Colts. Let me start in Green Bay. How's morale with Aaron Rodgers this year?
It's so calm there. You know, like, I remember going there last year. I was there day one last year, and it was just everything was hitting the fan. You know what I mean? Like, and I actually sat down and talked with him for about 25 minutes yesterday, and he just seems very at peace with everything. You know, like, he just, it's almost like, this is where I'm going to spend the rest of my career. And it feels like he has ownership of the offense. He has some level of ownership of the roster. He's in lockstep. Like, I talked with Brian Gutekunst about how they fixed their relationship last year. He seems like he's in a really good place. And it was interesting because I asked him about what the last year was like. And, you know, some of what we went through was the criticism he took, you know, over obviously the vaccine issue. And he said, like, it sort of taught him to try to stop paying attention to everything on the outside. Like, I guess people like me and you, you know what I mean? Like, and just focus on the people who are around him, his allies, the people in the locker room. And it's just sort of simplified his life, which I thought, no matter what you think about what happened with him or whatever else, like, I actually look at it and he was pretty, I think it put him in, it ultimately wound up putting him in a pretty decent place. Here's the other thing. With Devontae Adams gone, the other thing I talked to him about was how that team is now built sort of the way the Patriots used to build teams around Tom Brady, where they didn't overextend to put skill position players around him, but they're super well-rounded. Dan, that defense looks like it's going to be electric. I mean, they have 7 first-round picks starting on their defense. And I think one thing that's interesting about it is as Aaron gets a little bit older now, because they're really good defensively, they've got a really good running game. They're going to be able to ask less of him, you know? So he doesn't need to be Superman every week. In fact, he told me, like, when I asked him about building the roster, he mentioned, like, the special teams players. He was like, I'm really excited about, I'm not even kidding. Like, he was like, I'm really excited about these guys we have on special teams. He's like, because the last couple of years that's cost us. It was really, really interesting. And it's a very different tone than I've heard from Aaron in the past.
You're in Minnesota. I'm fascinated what was going on with Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins, that you have a coach who I guess didn't like his quarterback. I don't know if the quarterback liked his head coach. And so what changed? Well, you even had the GM of the Vikings saying, hey, we don't have Tom Brady. Like, what is Kirk Cousins, you know, mentality going into this season?
Well, I mean, I think it's got to be like just like any quarterback his age, where to some degree you're like fighting to extend your career. I do think, like, to me, like what's happened in the NFL at quarterback's fascinating. I think you and I have talked about the Mahomesization of the NFL, right? Like how like good might not be good enough anymore. So the Rams trade out Jared Goff to get Matthew Stafford. The Niners try to level up by going Jimmy Garoppolo to Trey Lance. The Browns go from Baker Mayfield to Deshaun Watson. And to me, it's like, if you're going to look for that sort of opportunity, sometimes you have to be patient, right? And so I think what the Vikings and Raiders are doing is really interesting, because to me, it's sort of like what Alex Smith was in Kansas City, where Alex Smith was a really good quarterback who puts you in a position to compete in the here and now, establish a program and build a roster and buy you time to wait for the right opportunity. So I think that's sort of what Minnesota is doing now with Kirk. And I'm excited to get to talk to him, because he obviously has the relationship with Kevin O'Connell from Washington, and they're going to run the offense that, you know, he came up in and that he played great in Washington. And so I, you know, the way I look at it, he's got a really good team around him. He's got a coach who likes him. He's got a system that he's thrived in the past. And I mean, yeah, of course now, because of his age, the juncture of his career he's at, like he's fighting for his career, because like all for all that stuff I just said about like buying yourselves time, you don't know when the right opportunity is going to come along. It might be next year, you know, and then he may have to find work somewhere else. So I think he's just at a really interesting juncture of his career. And like where I look at like Kirk Cousins and Derek Carr now is sort of in the same spot Alex Smith once was with the Chiefs.
Did you see the sideline video when they won a game, last second field goal?
Mm-hmm.
And Kirk Cousins pushes Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer pushes him back.
And it looked like.
And then it looked like Mike Zimmer wanted to go after him.
Yeah.
And then you find out that Mike Zimmer.
It didn't look like fun and games.
No. It's like one of those, like, hey, we won. Boom. And then he pushes his quarterback. And then I thought, oh, my God. Like, Zimmer wanted, it looked like he wanted to fight Kirk Cousins after a win.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That thing went sideways, and I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, Zimmer always had his issues with the with quarterbacks. Like Zimmer, and I love Zim. Like I he has a little Buddy Ryan to him. You know what I mean? Like he always had a little Buddy Ryan, like resenting the offense to him. And if you talk to the offensive coaches, they would tell you like how they were restricted in certain ways, because there was a certain formula he wanted to play with, and that would highlight his defense, you know? And Buddy Ryan was always that way. Rex Ryan coached that way to some degree. So I think Zimmer always had that sort of old school, like a little natural resentment of the offense and the quarterback, if it were to get in any way of his defense performing at the level that he thought it could.
I know you went to see.
Hey, it's good that I bring up Buddy Ryan, because Buddy Ryan actually punched an important offensive person on the side.
Kevin Gilbride.
Kevin Gilbride. Yeah.
Before I let you go, any.
Can you imagine if that happened now?
And then Sue Robinson would have to hear the case. And then
we would be getting a 15-page report on it.
Quickly, the Buffalo Bills, you went to see them. If there's one issue, everybody loves Buffalo. You got any issues with Buffalo?
Punter. I'm not even kidding. Like when I asked them, I looked at the raw. I mean, it was my first stop. Like that team looks like it's loaded. I mean, honestly, even like you think about like the running back situation, right? So Singletary and Moss, right? Like they think James Cook could be like a poor man's version of his brother. So now you're putting him in the backfield with a couple of other good players. like Gabe Davis is up to almost 230 pounds of good weight. Like, looks like he could be a monster. Kyir Elam, you know, like looks like he just, not that he's making plays left and right, but just sort of blended in with the first defense. So there's reason for real optimism in Buffalo. I mean, if Josh Allen can pick up where he left off, and they really think, like, from a leadership standpoint, he hit a turning point at like halftime of the Tampa game. They wind up losing that game, but they came back from way behind. If Josh Allen picks up where he left off, I mean, I don't think I'm speaking out of school to say that could be like a 14-15 win team.
And you go back and look at Josh Allen's rookie stats, they're worse than Zach Wilson.
Go back and look at, honestly, Dan, go back and look at what everybody was saying after that first year about Darnold, about Mayfield, and about Allen. Yeah. I mean, like, I think there are a lot of people, there were people who liked Rosen more than Allen back then after his rookie year. Yeah. So it's like huge credit to Josh Allen, because we don't see that. Like, normally, like after a year, we're not that far off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you read some of the stuff after 18, the stuff people were saying about Josh Allen, I mean, like, I don't know, a cold takes exposed guy probably have a field day with it.
Safe travels. Always great to talk to you. Thank you for your insights.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback. I was one of those people with Josh Allen. There are times I said, I don't know if he knows how to play. I would watch it and I go, he's so raw. Had all this talent, big arm. I just wondered if he understood how to play the game. We'll come back. We got our play of the day coming up. Phone calls as well. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today and good luck.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front-seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's home play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
And the pitch, a swing and a fly ball, center field deep. Green going back, still going, track, wall, ball game! Urshela with a game-winning walk-off home run to center. Twins win the game, 5-3. Twins win! Twins win! The first place Minnesota Twins win it!
Twins have 4 walk-off home runs this season. Only the Yankees with 5 have more. That's courtesy of Treasure Island Baseball Network. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. Home security isn't a game. That's why I use it. Trust Simply Safe Home Security. They're different. Simply Safe, advanced technology, puts the safety of me and my family first. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off. Interactive monitoring at simplysafedan.com. Some phone calls here. Shannon in Indiana. Hi, Shannon. What's on your mind today?
DP, how are you?
Hi. Good.
Good. I just got a quick question for you. Right. I understand with the CBA, with the Watson and all, how did the Players Association, they wanted to get it out of Goodell's hands, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you turn around and agree to give it back to him if anybody appeals it. I'm not understanding that. Can you help me out?
I agree. I mean, if you want to have an independent arbitrator, judge, then let that person do the job. I don't think that you can then come back in and say, you know, on second thought, I don't like what, you know, your verdict, your decision, and the commissioner is going to try to drop the hammer on Deshaun Watson. Barry in South Carolina. Hi, Barry. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP.
Hey, Barry.
I just wanted to weigh in. I think you're 100% right about Deshaun being a creep. But I think every time this gets brought up, we always just glance over Robert Kraft and his ability to escape with, escape that whole scenario in Florida with no penalty whatsoever. And he 100% committed a legal act. He just got lucky, and they found a loophole in how he was stopped and got him, got all those charges dismissed. I mean, that was, I mean, we always glance over that every single time. So the owners always seem to get a free pass. And the players shouldn't get a free pass, but also there should be, you know, justice on both sides of the fence.
I agree, but, you know, let's talk about Deshaun Watson. What happens is when we go, hey, you know, how about Robert Kraft? How about we discuss Deshaun Watson and stay on Deshaun Watson? You want to talk about Robert Kraft or the owners? That's a separate topic. But, yes, they should be held accountable, and they should be held to a higher standard. But we're talking about Deshaun Watson. That's how we argue now. Well, but what about? No, just talk about Deshaun Watson. Robert Kraft, you know, he got publicly humiliated there. Yes, he.
And Robert Kraft got caught up in a prostitution sting at a massage parlor. He wasn't accused of sexual assault by multiple women. It's a totally different crime and penalty. And I mean, prostitution usually is a fine. You know what I mean? Or being a solicitation of prostitution or whatever. So they're completely different scenarios.
Yeah, completely different accusations.
And they keep getting lumped into the same thing, and it's drastically different.
If you want to bring up Ezekiel Elliott and you want to bring up Ben Roethlisberger, then at least you're in the neighborhood. And that's how the NFL looks at it, and that's how this judge looked at it. But Robert Kraft shouldn't be lumped in here. Do we need to hold owners to a higher standard? Yes. But that's a separate case. That's something completely different. Dan in Oregon. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, with this Watson thing, you know, this year he's, what, making $1 million because of the way they structured his contract.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering what percent of his total contract six games is, because it's all about the money. And, you know, he should have been fined and all kinds of stuff. Now I have a question for you. I've been listening to you ever since you left ESPN, and I kept hearing Tommy Lasorda ask you this. What's going up, Dan?
I know. Thank you, Dan. Yeah, Tommy Lasorda, long time ago. What's going up, Dan? And I was like, what's going up? I don't know, Tommy. Yeah, Paul.
He morphed what's going on and what's up.
Yeah.
And then it
what's
happens.
Going up? If you read the conclusion by this judge, the NFL may be a forward-facing organization, but it's not necessarily a forward-looking one. That jumped out at me. There's a few things that jumped out at me. But I do think this is on the commissioner. Because you're going to forget about Sue Robinson in a month. This is about Roger Goodell. He's the face of the league. This is about him, whether he makes... If he decides that he's going to get involved in this, he's going to designate somebody to get involved in this. Or do you just say, look, we have to trust the process. We agreed to this. We respect the judge's verdict here, and we will abide by that. We don't like it, but we will abide by that. Yeah, Pauline.
That will go over great with the players and the players union, and not very well with many others.
Yeah.
Even if it's the due process correct thing to do.
We will hear from the Cleveland Browns head coach, Kevin Stefanski, on the Deshaun Watson verdict. Also, the great Pat McAfee will join us coming up this next hour. Hope you join us, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out hour one. Callaway has your wedges for you. You want to score? You need a wedge that creates the rawest form of spin possible to deliver the best performance, like the new Jaws Raw from Callaway. When I say raw, we mean Callaway has eliminated any material between the club face and the ball, which translates to more friction. Then you get the aggressive grooves, and then we're talking about maximum one hop stop and then spin. That's one hop stop spin. And for the first time ever, Callaway optimized wedge weighting using tungsten technology. It gives you noticeably better control and trajectory so you can attack the pin, knowing that your ball will fly and bite exactly the way you want them. Also, a little bit heavier. It feels like you got a club in your hand. Jaws Raw comes with four grinds, including the all-new Z grind for a more forgiving shot maker's wedge. That's what I use. Jaws Raw. It gives you pure spin in its rawest form. Get yours at CallawayGolf.com/JawsRaw.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.